Shimon was alive. Bezin did not estimate yet how much Shimon is worth. So therefore, maybe Reuben's nechassim is not meshubed yet, so the Yoshim don't have to pay. As Kamashim another, the Chiddush is that Kivun Domer Bedin, as soon as Bezin heard about this nether and Bezin was mechayiv him to pay it, the pshat is ishtab and ishtabudei, nechassai. Right now, Reuben's nechassim is meshubed to pay his chayiv. Just the Yomdeno Gluya Musabiyamu. We just don't know yet exactly how much that chayiv, how much that nether would be. Because he said, Reuben says, I want to be mechayiv myself to pay the domim, the value of Shimon. So until we know how much Shimon is worth, until Bezin values him, estimates him, true, we don't know exactly how much it is. But the pshat is, the chiv is chal right now, as soon as Bezin hears about the nether, and is mechayiv you to pay. It's not like a tanai, a gila mil, so we have to later find out exactly how much it is. But right now it's called Yechayah to pay that much money, therefore that's the chiddush. That the shibutak is chal right now, and Yenechosim is meshubed. And therefore, even though Reuven dies, still the Yoshim would have to pay the chayiv. That's the chiddush. The Rashi says, "Afagad yomah b'din noida koida moisay hoyev loyomdu nida b'chayin noida leishtab nechosov." Is Kamash mano that gilunos to biyamu legaloi simal chayiv hoyev nida kayim oimdim lei. That since the nida is kayim, we have to make the oim and estimate how much he's worth. And how much it's worth, that's how much, and that is chal upon l'mafrei, and therefore yonechosim amishubit. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, somebody says, Shor ze oilem, this shor should be a korban oilo, Obay is ze korban, this house should be a korban. Rashi says, Mizla bedek abayis, he wants the house itself to be to belong to the bedek abayis, your makdish the house. Now, meisah shor, the shor dies, v'nofel abayis, the house falls down, potem l'shalom, you potem, you have no chiyam achrayis, you will makdish these things, so shayin, it's like the davar, you gave it over. So Mela, even though they fall down, you're part of an achrayis. What's me if the person says, Shor ze olai oilo, this shor is upon me to bring it for korban oilo, whereas bay is ze olai korban, this house is upon me to bring it for to bedek abayis, then meisa shor v'nofel abayis chayiv l'shalim. Then if the shor dies, or the house falls down, then you're chayiv, because the meisa, since you said olai, that's like a chayiv neder, you have a chayiv upon yourself. And therefore you have to be mashlun, you have to be mekayim, your neder. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rab Chiya bar Rav, Loishon vel diyoma demei shor ze olai. The Mishnah only means when he says clearly that demei shor, the value of the shor should be upon me. Demei shor ze olai oila. Then taka he has a chiya, if it gets lost, he has a chiya, it's chayim bachrayis. Rashi says, Loishon vel diyoma olai, it's chayim l'shalom el diyoma demei olai. Yimobed ashor den adomim loyovdu, and therefore he has to pay the money. Mashen came. Avol Omer, let's say he says, Shor ze olai oilo, this shor should be upon me to be a korban oilo, then no, then he's not chayim bachrayis. Why? Kivun di yomazeh, since he said the word Shor ze, this shor, O Mason, then the shor dies, is ein chayim bachrayusoi. The owner now is not chayim to bring another korban. Because he said, Shor ze, it's like a maton, it's like in the dove of this. I, olai, he said the word, Shor ze, olai, he said the word, olai upon me. So we say there, all he meant was, lavi yokomer, just means he's going to bring it now. Rashi says, olai lavi means, latriach hachis korv, I'll be matriach myself to bring it for korvin. But only calls him on it olai, but if it dies, he's not chayim bachrayis. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chiya bar Rav. This Gemara says, mates, we have a question. It says at the Seftom that if somebody says, Shor ze oilo, this shor should be a korban oilo, sahar shor hegdish, the shor has kedusha right away, umoilam boy. And therefore, whoever has a no enjoyment from is over nisamila. Mates, let's say the shor dies, or nignover was stolen, is ain't a chayiv achrusi, not chayiv to bring another one. Since she just said, Shor ze, so pshita, it's like in the dova, this one. If it gets lost or dies, he's not mechuyev to bring another one. But what's going to be if the person says, Shor ze olai oilo, that this shor should be upon me like a chiyuv to bring it for korban oilo, then the locher is, our shor hegd is true, o meilim boy, and if you have a no, you're already a semilo, but mace, if the shor dies, a nigna was stolen, chayiv bachri yusai. It says clearly over here, even though he says, Shor ze, but since he says the word olai, he is chayiv achrayis. Of course, not like Rabbi Chiya bar Rav. So Mora says, "Listen, mi alimim minafisin. Is this braisa any stronger than it says in our Mishnah, to yakimna dekoma demei? That just like in the Mishnah we said also there, he means to say demei, the value of it. So ochinami dekoma demei meant to say the value of it. Rashi says it means to say the kimna lekamon, like we'll put on the case later, the yoma yikachu shor zele domov. I want to be mekadosh this shor for its value. For he had domim malayola, and what he meant to say mainly is that the domim, the money that will be sell it for later, that money should be hegdish. Hilkach therefore has shor kodesh. That the shor becomes kodesh now is because the yomi says the kadosh shor. For yemeis chayev achrayis, why the yom alay? Because he said the word alay, meaning the domim, the value is upon him. Rashi speaks out for och, and now here lekalem we can't take the yom liyel. The Yosem Kivan, the Yom Hazeh, since you said the word Shozem, that's Limiftanashim, Yachar Yusat, Lachrayis. Since you said Shozem, that's it, only this Shor, Machay Bachrayis. The Yolai means to bring it for Korban. Abel Hocho, Tle Hevi Dom Kamei, the money is not in front of us. Tle Yom Halol, we didn't say this. Vade, when he says the word Allah, he means Achrayis Koivo, yeah. Vade Kom Mazel Vakoma, Shozem, Ye Kodesh, Ad shemachren of Yavi Domov. This shor should be kaddish now until I sell it, like it's kaddish to Domov. When it's nay, I should be able to sell it, and the money should become hegdish. But it's shor now; it's hegdish now for its domim. So therefore, here is different. Here for sure, yichay bachrayis. Smara says no. Vami the sefer the koma demei. Since the sefer this price is talking about the dom demei, the value of it. The Chorus Mashma Reshid Loi Koma Demei. The Reshid is not talking about that he spoke about the Demei, the value. Why? The Ketani Sefer says in the Sefer, if somebody says, Demei Shor Oila, that the value of this Shor should be for Korban Oila, means that you mak the Shit Ladamim. Sa Ashor Chulin, the Shor itself is Chulin, you don't want any Kedusha to be Chal right now. All you meant to say is later when you sell it, you want that money to be Hegdish. And therefore, the Yain Meilim Boy, if you have Hano from the shore right now, there's no Isamil, it's not Kodesh, it's Chulin. Mace, if the shore dies and Igna was stolen, Eina Chayibach Yusi, not Chayibach Biachrayas. The Rashi explains the reason why not Chayibach Rayas yet. Sharei La Nimcha, you didn't sell it yet. The Nimcha comes out, Shle Higdish Klum, no Higdish was Chal yet. He only said you'll be Maktish it later when you sell it and you have the money, that money you'll be Maktish. But right now that you didn't sell it yet and it died before you sold it, there's no money here. Therefore it's not Chal Hegdish at all. Therefore you're potter from Achrayis. But the Gemara says, Avol Chayi b'Achrayis Domov. But you would be Chayi b'Achrayis to Domim. Rashi said this means to say that Im Nimker Ashor, let's say you did sell the shore. For Kitshu Adom, and you had the money, you Makdish to Domim. So that's not me now. If you lose the money, about the Chayi b'Achrayis. So that's called a lie. You have a chiyuv to give this money now to Hegdish. So I call upon him, you see, the Sefer is talking about the May. So Chorot Smash, the Reish is not talking about the May. So how could we say the Reish is talking about the May? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So Morris says, no, it could be Reish of the Sefer to come at the May. It could be both. Both the Reish and the Sefer, both talking about what we said, the May, the value of the Shor should be upon him. So that's the difference then. Reish diyomar yaktish hashor l'domov. The Reish was is saying right now, the shore right now has kedusha on it for its domim. So if you have a no from it, you're over the yisamilu, the kedusha is domim right now on the shore. The sefer dekoma, but the sefer he meant to say was l'kish yevil domov, like later when I sell it and I have money from it, then yikachu, then that money should be kodesh. So there's the question, how is it chal later? I bo ein odo matnish dov shlobal yelam. Since you don't own it, you don't have that money yet. You only have the shore right now. And what are you saying? That later when you sell the shore and get the money, you want that money to have kedusha on it. But right now you don't have that money yet. So how could the kedusha be chal? It's a dovah shlo bol yerlam. So Marit says, yes. Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, I'll tell you how money Rabbi Mehi. This price goes according to Rabbi Mehi Shita. The yomah that he holds, Odom Amaktish dovah shlo bol yerlam. Yes, you could make a maisa right now. Tidichah for later. Even though right now you can't make the chalais, right now it's not here, you don't have the money yet. So Mela goes according to Rabbi Meir. Now he could the army something like this. That all Malay Rapopal Abaya, Rapopa said to Abaya. For Yarmi, learn some say Rami Bachom and Rav Chizda. Rami Bachom said to Rav Chizda, come on, he said right away, who does this go like? Rabbi Meir. It goes like Rabbi Meir, not for a question, who does it go like? They said right away, the Chur goes according to Rabbi Meir, the other matters, Rabbi Shalom Bal Yalom. So the Chur, they have to go like him. Or Malay, yes, to the back, yes. V'yela Kaman. Ella, like who else? It's true. Enechanami. I, it's like a Yochid Rabbi Meir. Enechanami. This goes like Rabbi Meir Shita, that you could be Maktish. Therefore, the cases that you're saying right now, this shore, I want later, that when I sell it and I get money for the shore, I want that money to be Kaddish. So even though that money you don't have around right now, and nothing is chal, no kedusha is chal right now, and therefore the shore right now is chulin, if you have anor, there's no esamila, but still you could be matish adavash lo baliyam. Now, v'yikid demasni lo aho, some learned this whole shayla that we came out to say, it goes according to Rameya, that you matish adavash lo baliyam on this halacha. V'yikid demasni lo aho, on this halacha. It says what? It says Hamaske by a Sakhaveroi. If somebody rents out his house for, to his friend, Hamaske by a Sakhaveroi. Finis Naga. And then there becomes a Nega. The house has a Nega Tsaras. The locker is, you have to like knock down the house. So Alpha Pisha Choltaka, and even though the Kain Paskin already said clearly that the bias is Tomei, and we know that whenever the Kain comes back, he'll have to knock down the wall. Still, Aymalay, the Balabas, has the right to say to the Sercha, the one that rented his house, Haresh Elach Lefanecha. Listen, right now, Kozman, the Kohen, does not knock down the house. You have a house to live in. And you can't tell me, I rented from your house. This is not called house. Give me a different house. No, Kozman, the house is okay. The Sercha has to live there. Nitsu, but once the Kohen comes, attack and knocks down the wall, knocks down the Mokam Anega, then the Lochari is Chayiv Lamed Loibayis. Then the owner of the masker has to supply him another house. Now this person rented a house. You have to supply him a house. This house he can't live in anymore. So you have to give him another one. What's going to be Hekdishai? Let's say the masker.